Now some news from the world of sports, and the highlight of the night in UVM's 99-82 win over Maine at Patrick Gymnasium in the America East quarterfinal playoffs last night was a 45-foot half-court buzzer beater by Cam Ward that hit nothing but net as time expired in the first half. That Hail Mary bucket padded UVM's already big lead to 21 points, and the Catamounts never looked back, recording their sixth straight victory. Ward was terrific from long range all night long, not quite that long, but he did hit six shots from beyond the arc, and he finished with 24 points to tie a career high. And while UVM was dispatching the six-seeded Black Bears, there was a gargantuan upset going on in Albany, where the second-seeded Great Danes were ousted by number 7 Hartford, 68-59, and this opens up a big window of opportunity for UVM. Now, instead of heading out on the road for their semifinal game, the Catamounts will stay in the friendly confines of Patrick Gym to host number 4 New Hampshire Monday night. The Cats are getting hot at exactly the right time after an up-and-down regular season, and having their arch-nemesis out of the way clears a path toward an America East title and a possible trip to the big dance. There was a classic playoff contest in the boys' high school hockey semifinals last night, with CVU and Essex going to overtime to decide who would move on to the title game. It looked like the Hornets had punched their ticket already until CVU's Richard Hall scored on the power play with just 25 seconds left to tie the game at 1. But in the overtime, the Hornets got a power play of their own, and Maverick King made it count, rushing across center ice and into the Red Hawks zone, where he blasted a slap shot home for the game winner. Goaltenders on both ends of the ice kept this one tight, with CVU freshman Blaine Moore making 24 saves on the night. His counterpart Eric Short had 21 stops for Essex, and they will play for the Division I state championship next Thursday against the winner of the matchup between top-seeded BFA St. Albans and number 4 Spalding. In girls' high school Division I hockey, the Essex Hornets are getting a chance at a three-peat. Buoyed by a 21-save shutout performance from goalie Vika Simons, the top-seeded Essex girls beat number 4 Rutland 2-0 last night. And trying to get in the way of the Hornets' third straight championship will be third-seeded BFA St. Albans, the Comets, who skate against Essex at Gutterson Fieldhouse next Wednesday. The Comets took out second-seeded Middlebury 5-2 in the other semifinal, with Eliza Ellis recording a hat trick to power BFA. Moving on to the girls' high school hoops playoffs in Division II, Mill River toppled Randolph 60-33, powered by 17 points from Haley Hull. The Minutemen will play for the D2 state championship against top-seeded Fairhaven Saturday at Barry Auditorium, and that should be a good one. Both teams have one win against each other in two previous regular season games. In Division 4, West Rutland defeated Proctor 43-37, and they'll head to the state title game taking on top-seeded Mount St. Joseph. To the pros, in the NBA, the Boston Celtics have now won 4 in a row and 12 straight at home after a 116-93 walloping of the Portland Trail Blazers in Boston last night. Isaiah Thomas led the way with 30 points, and six other Celtics reached double figures on the night. And it's not as if the Blazers came in as a pushover. With the loss, Portland had its six-game road winning streak snapped by the Celtics. One other NBA game of note last night, the LA Clippers trailed the Oklahoma City Thunder by 22 points with just 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and the Thunder lost. The Clippers went on to a stunning 26-5 run over the last 7.5 minutes to stun the Thunder 103-98. In the NHL, beware the Ducks. Mired in last place in late December, Anaheim is now tied for first place in the Pacific Division, and they won again last night, beating the Montreal Canadiens 3-2 in an overtime shootout. Jacob Silverberg got the only goal in the breakaway derby, and Jamie McGinn, acquired from Buffalo at the trading deadline, scored in his debut for the Ducks. Alex Galchenyuk scored twice for the Habs, who would gladly swap narratives with Anaheim. The Canadiens were one of the league's hottest teams early on in the season, but are now staring at a postseason no-show. The Boston Bruins, meanwhile, are in the running for a playoff spot, but they have a horrific slate of games coming up against elite teams, and that starts tonight when they host the Chicago Blackhawks at TD Garden, where the Bruins have been, let's say, less than impressive this year. They've got a losing record at home. They can certainly make a statement if they can beat the Hawks tonight, but that will be no easy task.